All right, and this is a processing session, February 19, hours processing session, mainly leveled at the second dynamic. Okay. I want you now to get a number of items which you would not necessarily lose if you engaged in sex. Exteriorize very well, those of you who can, be way up someplace away from Earth and out of the air if possible. Way up. Give me a number of things that you would not necessarily lose if you engaged in the second dynamic. Okay, now let's get some people who wouldn't immediately stop you if you engaged in the second dynamic. And some people you wouldn't necessarily stop if they engaged in sex, the second dynamic. And now let's get some people who wouldn't stop other people if they engaged in sex. Get somebody for sure there. Now let's get something for sure that you wouldn't lose if you engaged in sex. And let's get something somebody else wouldn't lose if they engaged in sex. Now let's get some people who wouldn't be upset if they found out that you engaged in sex. Somebody's just consistently getting the devil. That's the only answer and the only loss. And now let's get some things that wouldn't necessarily follow because you engaged in sex. Some consequences that wouldn't occur necessarily merely because you engaged in sex. Now let's get some consequences that wouldn't necessarily occur because somebody else, another specific person, engaged in sex. Okay, now let's get some places you are not. And now let's get some books that are not necessarily devoted entirely to the second dynamic. Now let's get something that you do that isn't entirely motivated by the second dynamic. Now let's get somebody else, another specific person, and get some things which this person does or could do that aren't motivated by sex. Now let's get two other specific people and get some things that one of them could do to the other that would have no bearing on sex. Okay, let's get some places where you are not. And let's get some ways of being degraded, which have no bearing on sex. Now let's get some other things that could cause loss besides sex. And let's check off some objects that wouldn't stop you if you engaged in sex. and some objects which wouldn't stop other people if they engaged in sex. Now let's get some places you are not. And let's get some words that you would suppress, even though they have no relationship to sex. Now let's check off some words that have no bearing on sex at all. And some things you would not lose if you engaged in sex. Yeah, one for sure. Now let's get some places you are not. Some more places you are not. One place you are not for sure. Now let's check off some people that could engage in sex without your stopping them. Now some people who wouldn't stop you if they found out that you engaged in sex. Now let's check off some members of the opposite sex who do something besides sex. Get some for sure. Opposite sex who do something besides sex. Now let's get some places where you are not. And now let's get some food that is not connected with sex. Some for sure. Now let's check off some foods that wouldn't immediately stop you if you ate them. And get another specific person and get some foods this person could eat without dying. And let's check off some foods that aren't necessarily poisoned all the time. And now some food that you could acquire without being sent to jail. And some food somebody else could acquire without going to jail. And a list of other people or animals that aren't going to eat you this morning. And some people or animals that you have no designs on in the line of eating. And some professions that you could engage in that wouldn't involve your death. and some dirt that isn't necessarily in your food all the time. Specific dirt that isn't in your food. Get some for sure. And now let's check over some sensations that have no relation to the second dynamic, sex. Get some for sure. And check over some people who do not want immediate sexual sensation from you. And get some places where you are not. And some consequences that would not immediately ensue if you engaged in sex. And get some orders that you could receive that have no bearing on sex. And let's get some places now where you are not. Some places where you will not be this morning or tonight. And let's check off some things that are not at this moment victimizing you, making a victim out of you. And some things you could lose, just that, some things you could lose. And now some things that aren't going to stop you if you try to do something. Some things that won't stop you if you try to do something, anything. Now, some crimes that you are not wanted for at this time in this place. And some places where you are not. And some people that at this moment you aren't having sexual intercourse with. And now some sins that you have not committed within the last 24 hours. Some more sins you haven't committed. And now some spaces in which you're not thinking about sex. and some material objects which are not sexual symbols. And some material objects which would not stop you point blank if you thought of sex. And now some objects that would not stop you if you thought. And now, some people who, if they thought something, wouldn't stop you. Okay. Let's see if we can put a little sexual sensation in the ceiling. And some in the right wall. And some in the left wall. And some in the front of the room. And some in the back of the room. And some in the floor. And some above the roof. And some below the floor. Some out in the front yard. And some in the backyard. Some on the right side of the building. And some on the left side of the building. Okay, now let's put some frigidity in the ceiling. Frigidness, desire for no sex. Let's put some frigidity in the floor. And some frigidity in the front wall. And frigidity in the back wall. Frigidity in the right side wall. Some in the left side wall. Now let's put some triumph in the ceiling. And some triumph in the floor. Some triumph in the right wall. Some triumph in the left wall. And triumph in the front wall. Some triumph in the back wall. Now let's put some pain in the floor. some pain in the ceiling. Some pain in the right side of the room. Some pain in the left side of the room. Some pain in the front wall. Some pain in the back wall. Now put no pain, anesthesia, in the front wall. Anesthesia, no pain, in the back wall. Anesthesia in the ceiling. Anesthesia in the right wall. In the left wall. And in the floor. Now let's put some pain in the floor and some triumph in the ceiling. Some pain in the front wall and some triumph in the back wall. Some pain in the left wall, some triumph in the right wall. Now look up, find the ceiling. Look through the ceiling and find the sky. Look through the sky and find black space. Through the black space and find nothing. Sit back and know. Now look through the floor and find the ground. Look through the ground and find the center of earth. Look through the center of earth and out the other side. Look through black space and find nothing, straight down, and sit back and know. Let's look back and find the back wall. Look through the back wall and find the street or the outside. Look all the way through that and find the sky. Look through the sky and find black space. Look through the black space and find nothing. And sit back and know. Look up and find the front wall. Look through the front wall and find the outside. Look through that and find the sky. Look through the sky and find black space. Look through the black space and find nothing. And sit back and know. look to the right and find the wall. Look through that wall and find the next wall. Look through the remaining walls and buildings and find the sky. Look through the sky and find black space. Look through the black space and find nothing. And sit back and know. And to the left, find the wall. Look through the wall and find the outside. Look through all remaining barriers and find the sky. Look through the sky and find black space. Look through the black space and find nothing. And sit back and know. Now put different kinds of walls around the room. Put them at a different distance from you. Look through them and find nothing. And sit back and know. Have somebody else put different walls around the room. Look through these walls and find nothing. And sit back and know. Put different walls around the room yourself. Have somebody else look through them and find nothing. And have them sit back and know. Put a barrier of space in all directions, space so vast you couldn't cross it. And get how wearisome this would be. Collapse the space and find walls. Look through the walls and find nothing. And sit back and know. Now get several thoughts you could think that you wouldn't be stopped thinking immediately. Some more thoughts you could think that people wouldn't stop you from thinking immediately. Now get some ideas you're not trying to create. Get another specific person, get some ideas this person isn't trying to create. Okay. Find several places where you are not. Now go back over those places this time and duplicate each one several times. Now duplicate what you've just been doing several times. Now mark up a confusion. Get a tremendous confusion. Mark it up. Now duplicate it several times. Throw it away. And get some things people wouldn't like if you duplicated. If you duplicated several things, why, get some things that people wouldn't like. Wouldn't want you to duplicate. Check over some things. Now let's get some more things you shouldn't duplicate, according to other people. All right, now let's get some things somebody else shouldn't duplicate, according to you. Now get some more things that, by general opinion, you shouldn't duplicate. And now some things which people don't think other people ought to duplicate. Duplicate, do again, same thing. Now get some things that there's just a good, solid, general idea in your family that you'd better not duplicate. Now let's get some sexual thoughts that are not frowned upon. And some kinds of animals that you're not trying to duplicate by sex. And get some sexual activities that don't duplicate you personally. Now let's look around us and find a nothingness and duplicate it many times. Now let's get a sexual symbol and duplicate it many times. Now let's get another sexual symbol and duplicate the nothingness of it many times. Now let's mock up the emotion which you're expected by society to exhibit in the face of a sexual misbehavior, and duplicate it many, many times. More times. Now let's get the emotion which you yourself privately don't exhibit about sex, and duplicate it many times. Now let's mock up now the subject sex. Let's mock up subject sex. Put it in an iron box. Put iron bands around it. Put it in a deep vault. Cave the building in on it. Hide the sight. Cover it up entirely so it appears that there's nothing there. Throw the planet away that you did it on. Fill in the hole you left in space by doing so. Hang up a sign, sweetness and light, so that nobody will suspect. Put up a religious cross. Realize the religious cross is a sexual symbol. Nail a man on it so nobody will suspect that. Cover the man up sexually. Decide that might be a giveaway for this spot. Put this in an iron box. Surround it with bands. Put it in a fortress. Have it guarded by soldiers. Hide the planet you did that on. Fill in the hole in space. Hang up a sign, industry, so nobody will suspect. Tie communication lines from everything in the universe to the subject of sex via industry. Get how everything is sex. Duplicate that many times. Mark up mobs of people convincing you of it. Hide them because they've used a dirty word. Throw away the planet you hid them in. Fill in the space and hang up a sign called scholarliness so nobody will suspect. Decide the sign is a giveaway. Blow it all up and say to hell with it. Find some places where you are not. Check off some things you're not at this moment trying to keep from thinking of doing. Some subjects which are socially acceptable. Some more places where you are not. Find two missed objects. Hold on to them. Sit there and don't think. Hold on to two parts of your body and sit there and don't think. Look at the environment. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.